Welcome to the podcast of Pastor Daniel Braddock. He is the pastor of First Assembly of God in Plant City, Florida. We are so excited that you have joined us to listen to Pastor Braddock's powerful preaching from each Sunday morning church service. Listen closely to these messages, and your journey with Jesus will be wonderfully impacted.
We must never underestimate the importance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The world believes that Jesus died, but the world does not believe that he arose from the dead. But the Word of God says he did. Amen. And if you're a child of God this morning, because he's alive, you're saved.
Hello, this is John Moore, and I want to welcome you to Pastor Daniel Braddock's podcast. This morning, in this episode, Pastor Braddock is preaching on Easter, Resurrection Sunday. I want to, first of all, make sure that we're all on the same sheet of paper that Easter is not seasonal. The message of the resurrection is not in a certain month of the year. We should be able to talk and celebrate and rejoice of the resurrection of Christ every day, every month, all year long. Share with your friends and tell them the greatest story that's ever been told. It is the story of the greatest triumph and the victory in the history of creation. It is history. It is his story, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came and dwelled on earth in flesh and blood to reveal the Father, that we may know the Father's love, care, kindness, mercy, and grace, and thank the Father that Jesus is alive and well forevermore.
A dead God cannot make you feel what you feel right here.
Hallelujah.
No religion can make you feel what we're experiencing at this moment.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My Jesus is alive. So if you want to turn with me in your Bible, if you'd like to stand, you may. If you're not able, that's understandable. But we're going to turn to Matthew chapter 28. Talk about he is alive. Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here."
Amen.
He is not here.
Amen.
Oh, come on, church. He's not here, for he is risen.
Amen.
As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, and behold, I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. As they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice, or all hail," H-A-I-L. So they came and held him by his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." Father, on this special day, Resurrection Sunday, it is such a great honor and privilege to stand in your presence and to feel your presence in this place. Lord, we pray for a few moments that you would anoint our hearts, our minds, our bodies. We ask that you would give us strength and wisdom and understanding, that we may speak the words that you have laid in our heart. Let it minister to somebody in this place. Have your way in each life. Thank you for these that have come. Bless them, bless their homes, bless their families. Meet every need of each life. Have your way in our hearts. And we'll give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. For it's in your name we pray, and everyone said, amen. Turn around and tell your neighbor you still love them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's alive. My Jesus is alive.
Amen.
I don't know about yours, but mine's alive. I felt him last night about 11 o'clock. I felt him this morning about an hour ago. An alive Savior cannot, you know, a dead Savior cannot do what we have are feeling at this moment. But as we look at the text today, the women went to anoint Jesus' body and wondering how they were going to do it. They really went to see a dead Jesus. Hello? They came early to the tomb bringing spices that they may anoint his body. They thought he was dead. In fact, they wondered how they would even move the huge stone that blocked the entrance to the tomb. It is remarkable that they did not believe in his resurrection when he had taught them this truth repeatedly. I'm going to rise again. Hallelujah. We must never underestimate the importance of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The world believes that Jesus died, but the world does not believe that he arose from the dead. But the Word of God says he did. And if you're a child of God this morning, because he's alive, you're saved. If he had not risen, you wouldn't be here today. So, we see this morning the emphasis. What is the significance of the resurrection? It proves that Jesus is God's Son. Not only that, it verifies the truth of the scripture teaching of Jesus. His resurrection clearly taught us if Jesus had not come out of the tomb, these scriptures would not be true, but they're true. The Word of God is infallible. It's truth.
Amen.
It assures our own future resurrection. How many of you believe the Lord's going to come? Some of you didn't raise your hand. You don't know or not. But according to the Word of God, the Lord's going to come one day. And the times that we're living in, it could be soon. That's all we can say. but it assures our future resurrection. Because Jesus died and rose again, we shall one day be raised to be like him. Matthew put up 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We use this at the funerals a lot of times. But I want you to understand something. When we leave this body, where we're going is going to be a whole lot better than what we have down here. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and what? And rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. Let me just throw this in here. I got to. When you die and they bury you, or however you leave this world, that's not the end. That is the beginning. It's called eternity. And where you will spend eternity is how you determine in your life, how you live that life determines where you're going to spend that eternity. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep or the dead. Because here's where it gets good. The Lord himself will what? Descend from heaven with a shout. I don't know what, Brother Allen, I don't know what the shout will be, but every saint of God will know that shout. Woo! Every child of God will know that shout. The dead in Christ will know that shout. Well, look what it says. He comes from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. But it doesn't stop there. Then we, oh, come on, church. Then we, you and I, that are alive, alive more than just mortal being, alive in Christ, alive in the Lord, alive as a child of God. I don't know about you, but I'm alive. I may not jump too high, may not move too fast, but I'm alive in Jesus Christ. Glory. Whew. Shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Now, if the Lord is dead, how are we going to do that? Huh? If the Savior is not risen, how are we going to rise out of the ground? How are we going to leave this mortal body and take on immortality? Without a risen Savior, it's not going to happen. But he's alive. And we caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus shall we always be with the Lord forever and ever and ever and ever. Comfort one another with these words. Hallelujah. Jesus died and rose again. We shall one day be raised to be like him. In fact, the entire structure of the Christian faith rests upon the foundation of the resurrection. Excuse me. John, the last chapter of John 20, I believe it is. John quotes this. He said about Jesus, three words, and I just lost it. It'll come back. It is finished. It is finished. What does that mean to me the work of salvation was complete. Everything that God sent Jesus to do on this earth, he did it, and it was complete. Even from the Last Supper, through the arrest, through the beating, through standing before Pilate, being crucified, put in a tomb. But on the third day, he rose triumphant over death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Think about it. That's what Easter is all about. We serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. Oh, I like that. I love that. I'm saved because of Christ. Let me just give you a little example. Every one of you that are Christians, and I was almost asleep and this thought hit me the other night. What is it? In the book of Revelation, Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will open that door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me." Now, I've never seen this till the other night. And I hadn't eaten collard greens and had, you know, any bad thoughts. It just came. When Jesus, no, let me back up. When I opened the door to him, he came into my presence. He brought salvation to me. You'll get it in a minute. Come on. He knocked. Conviction. I opened the door. He brought to me salvation. He saw me in my condition. He knew how immoral I was. He knew how much sin I was in. And he said, "I love you. And I want to abide with you." I think of it, if you go to Fred's Market, Lord forgive me, but they don't have a plate big enough for everything on that bar, that buffet. My son used to call it the trough. But you know, you start up here, and well, that looks good, that looks good. Oh my Lord, look over here. Here's fried chicken. Here's fish, catfish. Here's all that. Here's grits and tomato gravy. Am I making y'all hungry? It's a, what is it, smuggage board? I hope I, what? Smorgage board. Thank you, dear. My daughter's a speech therapist. She tries to help me, okay? But there's just so much there. And when he comes in, he brings everything you need. When you open the door to Christ, he brings with him everything you need in your life. He brings salvation. He brings healing. He brings joy. He brings happiness. He brings relief from bondage. He sets men free. That's what he brings when we open the door to him and he walks in. Only a live Savior can do that. Amen. Wow. There's another scripture that goes along with all this. It's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 12, I think it is, Matthew, if you'll go there. Paul is talking to the church at Corinth. He's saying, "Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? Let me stop right there for a second. Hold on to it. It's a sad day in the Pentecostal church that we really don't believe the Lord's coming. But I got news for you. This is what he's talking about. We've heard it all of our life. I have too. For as long as I'm old. But do not discount the fact. If he went away, he will come back. But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. He's still in the grave. But he's not. I heard this yesterday, and I've heard it before. I heard Joe Campello tell it way back yonder years ago. He said, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Sunday's here. Yes, they killed him. They put him in a tomb, but he rose triumphant. And when he rose, he said, it's finished. Or when he died, he said, it's finished. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. Now I'm fixing to blow you away. If Christ is not alive today, what I'm preaching to you is a lie. Is that right, Brother Allen? If what I'm saying this morning, if Christ had not risen, all we're doing is going through a ritual. What I'm saying would be a lie. But oh, yes. And we are found false witnesses of God. There it is. Because we have testified of God that he has raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if in fact the dead did not rise. For if the dead did not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile and you're still in your sins. Are you still sinners? Some of y'all didn't answer. I saw a caption the other day on Facebook. And I know a lot of you have heard this, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. But whoever this person was, I don't remember, but it caught my eye, so I read it. He said, you're either a sinner or you're saved. I like that. I was a sinner, but I'm saved. The sin was taken away. The sin was wiped out. Never to be remembered no more. I was delivered from my sin. Man cannot do that. You cannot forgive me of my sin. Only Jesus Christ can forgive me. My mother, my dad can tell me they love me, but they could not forgive me of my sins. They could forgive me the things that I did wrong. And I got a whipping for it. And then they got forgiveness. And listen, if all those that have fallen, if all of our loved ones who are born again believers that have died and gone on to be with Jesus, if Christ hadn't arisen, they've just perished. They're just a pile of dust and this in a box somewhere. Hello? I know that's hard for some of y'all to accept, but it's the truth. This body came from the dust of the earth, and it will go back to the dust of the earth, but the soul, the man on the inside, will live forever. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most pitiful or most miserable. But now, Christ is risen.
Amen.
From the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Woo! He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. I said, church, he's alive. Amen. Let me go back to the beginning for just a second. The question was asked when they got to the tomb. An earthquake had taken place. The angels had appeared, and one of them had rolled the stone away from the door. Of course, the soldiers on duty were greatly frightened by this sudden demonstration of supernatural power. The stone not only rolled away to permit... Let me start over. The stone was not rolled away to permit Jesus to come out, for he had already left the tomb. It was rolled back so that the people could see for themselves that the tomb was empty. Yes. The tomb is empty. Hallelujah. The angel. See, they came looking for a dead Savior. They came looking for one. They didn't believe he was alive. How sad. When he had told them several times, yes, I will die. Yes, I will be buried. Yes, I will come back to life again. One of the angels spoke to the women and calmed their fears. Look what he says in verse number 5. He said, come and see. Come and see. Keep in mind, these women, as well as the disciples, did not expect Jesus to be alive. What did they see in the tomb? The grave clothes lying there on the stone shelf. They wrapped, that still wrapped in the shape of the body. Jesus had passed through the grave clothes and left them behind as evidence that he was alive. They lay there like an empty cocoon. There was no sign of struggle. The grave clothes was not in disarray. Even the napkin that had been wrapped around his face was folded carefully in a place by itself. He said, come and see, was followed by go and tell. Go and tell. Alive, alive. My Jesus is alive. I forgot the rest of it, Mark. But it talks about go and tell. Well, preacher, there's people out here don't believe in the Lord. I don't care whether they believe in him or not. Jesus is still alive. And we are the witnesses of his resurrection. We are the light that the world needs to see. Oh, Lord, help me. We're a light set on a hill. It cannot be hid. We're a light to a lost world. We're a light to a world of darkness. And that light is the light and the life of Jesus Christ. Amen. So not only do we have a risen Savior, we have a live Christ in us.
Listen.
And we're giving all life.
Amen.
Mm. Oh, I'm going to get rough right here. So many of us have hid our light. We put it under the table. Well, I don't want to offend nobody. You know, I'm, this ain't political, but it's just a fact. I don't know where these woke people get their authority. Y'all don't get quiet on me. But who gives them the right to tell me what I can and can't do? Now, there's going to be people that won't like you telling them about Jesus. And if they don't like it, you can still live the life before them and let that light shine. So it will bless the whole house. But if you hide it, they're not going to see Christ in you. But then it goes on to say, let your light so shine before men that they see your good works. And then they glorify the Father which is in heaven. Think about it. Only a risen Savior can do that. He said, come and see. Was followed by go and tell. We must not keep the resurrection news to ourselves. The angel sent the women to tell of the people and Christ, his own disciples. They would have been expecting really the news, but instead, the question is even when they heard it, is it true? Yes, it's true. Jesus is alive and well. Even the disciples were doubtful. Well, he's dead. They put him in a tomb. How soon do we forget what the Lord tells us? He told them 3 or 4 times, I'm going to Galilee and I'll meet you in Galilee. He told Mary and the other Mary, he said, go come and see and then go tell the disciples. They were doubtful when they got there. But when they saw the empty tomb, something got exciting in them. Their joy became in the heart. But yet there was some doubting going on there. They see the empty tomb. But where is he? And on the way to tell the disciples, he shows up. The Bible, several translations says, all hail, H-A-I-L, not H-E-L-L, okay? It means excitement, joy. Can you imagine the feelings? The doubt that was in their mind as they're going back to tell the disciples, and all of a sudden he just shows up in front of them and says, ladies, all hail! Be rejoicing! I'm not dead anymore! I'm alive! Look at me! I'm alive! I'm alive! I'm alive! That means joy! Be exciting about what you see! It's not a dead Savior, but a live Savior! He's alive! Forevermore. Amen. There it is. Verse number 9 says, all hail. And they came and held him by his feet and worshiped him. When they realized he is alive, take a hold of him and worship him. Don't treat him like an unwanted stepchild. Don't treat him like somebody, like you have, he's an emergency kit. No, he's alive. Get excited about being alive. See, there's religions in the world today, and even we've got some in Plant City, right down from my house, close to Tom and them's house. They wear orange, dirty-looking sheets wrapped around them. Their heads are cut, their hair shaved. They wear sandals. And every time I see one, do they forgot to wash the sheets? I'm not making fun of them. They look dirty. They just look dingy. If you've seen them in Walmart, you know what I'm talking about. But you know what they're doing this morning? Probably, if I think I know what they are. They're sitting cross-legged somewhere on the floor. Probably got beads in their hand. And they're going through all kind of rituals. They're praying all kind of prayers to a God that has eyes but can't see. They're praying to a God that has a mouth but cannot speak. They're praying to a God that has ears but cannot hear. But yet, they will do that for hours at a time. Oh, I'm going to be in trouble, John. We can't even get people to pray 15 minutes. But think about it. And they're all over the world. They're bowing down to some image. Well, let's just use this flower. It ain't real. But they could come in here and they could say, well, that's my God. I'm going to bow down. I'm going to pray. And they do their rituals and they pray to this flower, this God. And they're asking him to do all kind of things. And that flower's looking at them. And if it could think, it'd say, what in the world are you doing? It has no meaning. It has no answer. I'm going to say that one again. That God has no answer. But my Savior has answers. His name is Jesus. And he is our deliverer. He's alive and well. Come and see. Go and tell. Tell my brethren that I'm alive. Go tell your neighbor. Tell your friend. Tell your husband, your wife. Tell your children that Jesus is alive. Go tell your co-laborer on the job that Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. My Savior's alive. And I want you to know, how do I know he's alive? Matthew put up Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25, I believe it is. Therefore, he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. He always lives to make intercession for them. Now, a dead Savior can't do that. Did you hear me? I said a dead Savior cannot intercede for you. Remember what I just said about the God? You can pray all day. You can pray till you pass out. You're not going to get an answer. But guess what? At this very moment in your life, there's a man called Jesus. The Bible said he's at the Father's right hand. Here's Jesus, here's God, here's Jesus. And he's interceding for us. Now, a dead Savior can't do that. A dead Savior can't. All right, wouldn't God, you come down and, you know, you see what they're going through. No. But my Savior, if I understand what the word intercede means, he's working on my behalf. Well, I'm going through it. Yeah. I wish y'all had been with me this week. We've had a week. But I want you to know one thing. My Savior has been with me. That's my Savior. He's ever interceding. Because He's alive. Because He's alive, I am alive. Because He's alive, I have somebody helping me out. Now, I know I've shocked some of y'all, but that's all right. Because my Father in heaven sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross. And He was buried and He was raised. And because of that, I've been born again. I've been filled with the Holy Spirit. And I can't help it if I react a little funny. But let me tell you something. If the world can go crazy over a ball game, I'm going to get crazy about my Jesus. Well, you're not supposed to act like that. Well, let me put it like this. You don't have to take a bath, but it sure does feel good. And when the live Savior comes upon us, you will respond to something, some way, somehow. You can't help it. Because a live Savior is working in you. Brother Mark, you and Kim, come, please. We serve a risen Savior. He's alive today. No matter what the world says. I know we're living in perilous times, folks. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. But it doesn't matter what tomorrow's going to bring. What matters is our Savior is alive and well. And as long as He's ever interceding for us, we're going to make it. I said, we're going to make it. Because He's alive. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Aren't you glad you know Him as your Savior? Aren't you glad He invited and let you, you invited Him into your house? You know, I've said this a lot, but let me just throw it in there. When I don't feel the Lord, you don't have to feel anything. If you're a child of God, all you have to know is He is alive. And when He's alive, He is with you. I don't feel what I feel right now every day. In fact, Friday afternoon, I went home. I crawled in my recliner, and for 2 hours, I just slept. I was exhausted. I tried to do that yesterday, and I got 4 phone calls. I wanted to rest, John. But you know what? In all of the confusion and all the stress and all the anxiety, there was just something on the inside of me that said, I'm with you.
Hallelujah.
I'm with you. Aren't you glad we have a Savior that's alive? Stand with me, please. Brother John, would you move that? Sing, Brother Mark, if you would.
Could y'all sing, All Hail King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel. You're the King of Kings, you're Lord of Lords, you're the bright morning star. And throughout eternity, I'll sing His praises, and I'll reign with Him praises. Yes, and I'll reign with him throughout eternity.
Give the Lord a clap offering of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Bow your heads right where you are. And let's just thank God that we have a Savior. Father, we thank you today that you sent your Son. Not to condemn us, but to save us. And every person in this building this morning that's born again, you're alive in them. And we thank you for a risen Savior. Thank you that you loved us so much that you sent your Son into our life. We walk with a risen Savior. We live with a risen Savior.
Yes.
Wherever we go, we have a risen Savior.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I thank you that you're not still in the grave.
Yes.
Because when that trumpet sounds, because you're alive,
hallelujah,
and because we're alive, we'll be called away.
Hallelujah.
We'll be called up to meet the Lord in the air.
Hallelujah.
Bless you people today. Lord, Easter is more than just a bunny and eggs. Easter is about a risen Savior.
Hallelujah.
I pray, Lord, that you bless everybody here. I pray that you'd minister. Help us to absorb and take into our life what this day is all about. We only get to celebrate it once a year, but we can celebrate Jesus every day of our life. Thank you for rising again and being part of our life. We ask all of this in your name, the name of Jesus. And everybody said, you may be seated for just a moment before we let you go.
Thank you for listening today to the podcast of Pastor Daniel Braddock. If you are encouraged and uplifted by Pastor Braddock's preaching, please write a positive review on your favorite podcast app. Subscribe to this podcast on your app so you will not miss any future episodes. Take the word preached by Pastor Braddock and share it with your family, your friends, and your community. May God bless you today.